30. Forward Solutions. I awoke at 3 a.m. to find sweat pouring from all over my body. Something wasn't right. But how could this be? I'd bounced back. I was in solid fettle, slim, happy, professionally successful. I was a published author, no less. Things were going fine for me. So what gave? It wasn't until after I'd made toilet that things started to fall into place. Whether it was a brainwave triggered by the exhilaration of one of my best ever slashes, or the blissful relaxation engendered by crouching in the half-light, flannelling sweat from my undercarriage, I'll probably never know. But it was at that moment that my destiny took shape. Yes, things were going fine for me. But, as I've always modestly insisted, it's not all about me. There are people out there who are lonely, weak, vulnerable, obese, not on the radio, poverty-stricken, drugged up to the nines on smack pipes. Things were going fine for me, but what about them? The underpoor, the badlings, the shitsome and flopsom, what could I, Alan Partridge, do for them? It was obvious. I had a responsibility to give, a God-given duty to help others. It was incumbent upon me, Alan Partridge, to summon up everything I'd learned while bouncing back and run after-work Forward Solutions courses for a special corporate rate of £299.98 per head, excluding VAT. A man who does manual labour for a living once accused me of being arrogant, my crime taking my wisdom and sharing it with people who would never develop it off their own bat. Is that arrogant, do you think? To genuinely help people less savvy than you? When Gandhi advocated non-violent resistance, or when Moses parted the Red Sea, were they being arrogant? Well, yes, maybe Moses was a little bit jazz hands, but leaders need a little showmanship. It's what Jesus of Nazareth would have had in mind as he turned loaves and fishes into 5,000 tuna butties. Of course he didn't always get it right. Turning water into wine at a wedding isn't just showing off, it's irresponsible. As a miracle, it just doesn't work on any level. Impressing people who are already drunk by magicking up more wine to get them pissed, how is that holy? That's what I'd ask the Pope if I met him. By the way, I'm not knocking God, he's a powerful man. Think about the recent earthquakes and tsunamis. He really does knock Al-Qaeda for six when it comes to killing the most number of people. For that alone, he deserves a quiet respect. That's why I never blaspheme. So no, not arrogant, helpful. It's not arrogant, it's helpful, I said, wishing I'd never wound down my window to address him. He was holding a stop-go lollipop while his colleagues spread gravel across one lane of the carriageway. You would not find a candidate more in need of night school and a shave, and in a nice way I said so. I was in the early evangelical flush of Forward Solutions, keen to get out there and improve lives, so I'd slapped the door of my Lexus and suggested that if he improved his literacy and appearance, he could drive one of these. What followed had been good Samaritanism thrown back in my face, so I explained that I was a force for good. "Yeah, but only if folk want helping," he spluttered unintelligently. "There's no right to come up to folk and tell them what's right and what's not. They don't. I'm happy as I am." He made me think about all the funny things Jez Clarkson says about the working class. I thought, wow, if Clarkson could hear this spiel, he'd have a field day. Laughing along with me at this guy's working classness. No doubt we'd end up down the pub swapping stories about people with no money. God, I'd love to live in Chipping Norton. Brooks, Cameron, Clarkson, Murdoch. Quaffing champers and laughing our heads off at everyone else. Brilliant. "My friend," I said, "you're wearing a high-visibility jacket with a T-shirt that says Rage Against the Machine on it. The only machine here is that generator, and if you were to rage against it, it'd be riding roughshod over basic health and safety. Not a good look, hombre." And with that quip, I revved my engine ready to speed off. There was no traffic in either direction, so I was ready to slam her into first and really let rip. "You snub my advice, I'm going to deliver a quip, then drive past you fast. It's that simple." But he just stood there watching me, the stop side of the lollipop facing my way. I revved louder to let him know I was eager to drive past him fast, but he seemed not to notice. I started to become anxious. The more time that elapsed between my acid put-down and me driving off fast, the less it would look like a conversational flourish. It'd just look irresponsible. I revved again, still nothing. I called out to him, but he didn't seem to hear me. This was really annoying. On the off chance that he might be about to turn the lolly round, I repeated the not-a-good-look hombre bit to give it proximity to my driving away. But then a full 5 minutes passed. With my requests falling on deaf ears, I got out of the car and approached him. I was just about to ask him to turn the lollipop to go when he did just that. I trudged back to the car and pulled steadily away. I learned something that day, that unsolicited life coaching was inadvisable. People don't pay for it, they don't appreciate it. Even during the Sermon on the Mount, there must have been a couple of Sinai-based goat herders who wished Christ would just F off. Also, it's not a sustainable business model, and at least by charging a fee, you cut out the true bottom feeders, who are probably beyond help anyway. My advice is more for amateur businessmen, shopkeepers, even people who rent out pedalos on a shallow man-made lake. It's not for single parents, asylum seekers, football hooligans, people in care, or criminals, unless white-collar and sorry. No, Forward Solutions was a potentially lucrative, potentially helpful, potentially global life improvement program that, having helped me, could potentially help other people. I whipped it into the shape of a 60-minute presentation, and alongside my radio work, it became a source of real professional fulfillment that made me feel good, pride, and look good image. So what was Forward Solutions? Perhaps it's easier to tell you what Forward Solutions wasn't. It wasn't some attempt to boost my profile and secure lucrative television work. No, no. My TV days were dead to me, and I was fine with that. Did I miss having my own parking space at Television Centre? Not really. Do I even remember that my face on the cover of Radio Times once led to a 2% leap in circulation? Can't say I do. Did I used to enjoy the makeup girls referring to me as Mr. Partridge, but calling Nicholas Witchell Nick? Perhaps a little. But just to reiterate, Forward Solutions was not and is not some presentation that could just be repackaged into a 12-part series of lifestyle makeover shows for BBC One. It wasn't some kind of clever clog psychobabble, the opposite. What was unique about my system was that it took science and plucked the good bits out and dismissed the rubbish. Science can really bog things down with blah-blah about research, tests, statistics, facts, and psychology. I didn't want to get bogged down. I wanted to be bogged up. It wasn't just another self-help program. Of course, there were a lot of people who were trying to do what I was doing. It was a very crowded marketplace. Stuart Blender was launching his mind muscle technique. David Ells was generating plenty of attention with his Ladder of Legends. And of course, Solomon Baptiste's Rise Like a Phoenix program was the big show in town. But I had a considerable advantage in that, unlike the three I've mentioned, Forward Solutions wasn't shit. I really was offering the best coaching around. Yes, Blender raises the interesting point that the hero is deep within us and all he needs is soul food. And yes, Els does offer a moving discourse about hope being a buddy who doesn't mind what time you call. And there's a certain entertainment value in watching Baptiste whoop and holler like he's got chilies in his unders. But could they compete with Forward Solutions? No. It wasn't all about personal happiness. It had real business benefits too. From day one, hour one, minute one, second one, I wanted to create something that was touching, yet businesslike. A presentation that would make you laugh and make you cry, or, if better, make you stop laughing and make you stop crying. It wasn't just spoken passages culled directly from bouncing back, although some bits did double up. It had taken a great deal of thought and consideration and thinking. Nothing was rushed, and boy did that pay off. It was a presentation I developed very gradually in my bathroom mirror. What started out as me slapping my own face and saying, "You have to get through this," went on to become what Winning Management magazine describes as nothing less than the advertised hour. But there were still doubters, still are. In Britain, people are very wary of seeking help for problems that occur around the head, brain, or mind. Why? If your car breaks down, you call the AA. If your mind breaks down, I say call the AP. Actually, unlike the AA, AP doesn't discriminate against middle-aged men. Try phoning the AA when you're not a pregnant, disabled, single mother and see how much they value your call. You'll be there all night. Last time my fan belt went, I was in the middle of Norfolk at 2 a.m. and I had to flag down a woman's car and demand that she make the phone call for me. She was really scared, but then so was I. Why would a single woman be any more prone than a single man? Single men can be just as vulnerable to a crazed homosexual pest. I can hear the PC brigade. Oh no, homosexuals never attack anyone. They just prance around Hampstead Heath picking flowers. Get real. Dennis Nilsson, Jeff Dahmer, Boy George. You could also be attacked by, and this is less likely, a very strong woman. And so now that it's clear what it wasn't, and I was certainly clear on that, I felt it was time I shared Forward Solutions with the world. Fast forward 3 months and a thrusting go-getter by the name of Alan Partridge is in the staff room of Richer Sounds in Norwich, wrapping up a well-honed presentation to a sales team that would outnumber the fingers on both hands of a fully able man. You see, it's not about self-help or self-improvement. I'm walking slowly up and down as I say this. You can't take your flipping eyes off me. What I'm talking about is self-transformation. Ah, oh, now they're listening. Self-transformation, the actions I've given you, to you, Daniel, to you, Martin, to you, Sam, to you, Andrew. I'd remember their names, kept using them again and again. It's a devastating technique, later stolen by Nick Clegg. The actions I've given you are nothing less than self-transformation diagnosis. Now, I've given STDs to men, women, children in some cases. They're smiling now. Actually, I find that it's most pleasurable to give STDs to kids. The younger, the better. When I go into schools and give STDs to kids, I know that I'm really having an impact on the rest of their lives, and that excites me. All of them laugh, and although I only later work out what the joke is and pledge not to acronymize self-transformation diagnosis ever again, it's a nice, upbeat ending to the session. Now go out there and attack the planet. Think this was a one-off? Think again. The Richer Sounds presentation was in December 2005. In the preceding 7 months alone, I'd presented Forward Solutions to the staff of Clinton Cards in King's Lynn, to Fords of Norwich, to the entire company of Bulwark IT Security, and to the staff at the Norfolk Mead Hotel. I felt like a new person, younger, fitter, wiser, louder. I took to wearing the three old reliables, stonewashed baby blue denim jeans, oversized white training shoes, and a wearable microphone. Quick digression for the AV nerds out there, I absolutely insist on presenting with a Sennheiser 152 G2 headset microphone. If any of you are on the market for a headset mic, aerobic instructors, business leaders, the people at the market who sell chipped crockery, let me give you a piece of solid gold advice. This is the pied d'or of headset mics. Used by the likes of Mr. Motivator and, weirdly, Terry Nutkins, the Sennheiser is the official head mic for both product demonstrators at the Ideal Home exhibition and Gabrielle. I'm not going to go on about head mics and bulk out my word count with technical details, other than to say it's lightweight but packs a punch, and its supercardioid microphone produces crystal-clear sound. Some of the lesser head mics out there, I'm thinking of your Radnor CL07s, muffle certain consonants so that an S sounds like an F, and vice versa. I gave a version of this presentation to the children of a local primary school and caused uproar by repeatedly using the phrase, "You can't teach your grandmother to suck eggs." You can imagine. So avoid the Radnor range. That's my advice. I would also advise you to avoid wearing a head mic on one side of your head and a Bluetooth mobile phone headset on the other, because during the same presentation, Carol called. She was angry that I'd cancelled a long-standing direct debit, suspending her subscription to BBC Good Food magazine. And the sound from the call vibrated through my head and was picked up by the mic. Thankfully, the poor sound quality of the Radnor mic meant that all the audience could hear was her calling me a petty little suckwit, which is meaningless. I had bigger plans for the project than drafty staff rooms, though. My aim was to take the presentation on a tour of the major theatres around the country. Provisional chats were initiated with the Norwich Playhouse, but they said their only free slot was the Christmas season, and they normally fill that with a pantomime. "Kind problem," I said. My presentation was loose enough that it could easily have been repurposed to become a fun, family-based show in the best tradition of the UK pantomime. For example, the hero would be on stage, and he'd say to the audience, "Where aren't my best years?" And they'd say, "Behind you." They never got back to me. No matter. At least I was showing ambition. All you need to do is aim high. As Jimi Hendrix once said, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky." And I echoed that. Of course, Jimmy was found dead in his own sick shortly afterwards. He'd probably been listening to Stuart Blender's CD. I decided not to devote too much of my time to Forward Solutions, instead choosing to concentrate on my radio show. I quietly laid the program to rest. I'd helped enough for one lifetime.